This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Do you ever feel like the headlights on some cars are too bright, even dangerously bright? GM recently recalled headlights from certain years of its GMC Terrain SUV. Turns out the problem wasn't the brightness exactly, but a glitch that would cause the light to point in the wrongest direction. But are those GM headlights and other modern car lights actually too bright? Is anything being done about that? These are questions that intrigued Henry Grabar, staff writer at Slate. It inspired a recent piece he wrote there. Henry, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when you first saw the news about this big GM headlight recall, what was your first response?
Oh, I felt vindicated because I have been writing and complaining about the bright headlight crisis for years now. When I drive sometimes, and I drive at night, I'll sometimes adjust my rearview mirror so that I don't have the lights of the person directly behind me shining right in the mirror, because I feel like it makes it hard for me to see in front of the car. And so I have long had a suspicion that headlights are in fact getting brighter. And when I heard about this recall, I thought, oh, they're finally going to deal with the problem.
But not exactly, it sounds like.
No, unfortunately not. The issue with these GMC Terrain headlights is apparently that they, because of the way the reflectors work inside the casing, they shine up and out at a 45-degree angle up. So they might blind like a bird in a nest on the side of the road up in a tree. But they are not responsible for me or for any of your listeners feeling like headlights are particularly bright on the road at night.
Now, I'll admit, Henry, I thought it was just me. Like, maybe this is part of the aging process or something. I don't know. Have headlights changed in some ways that's making them either actually brighter or feel brighter?
Yes. As it turns out, there is a reason that you might feel that there is a lighthouse behind you on the road at night, or in front of you, mm-hmm. For that matter, if you're on a two-lane road. And there's a couple things going on. So I talked to some people who study headlights, and I heard three things. I mean, the first of them, which is probably the most important, is that cars are getting bigger and they're getting higher. And so the more SUVs and pickups are on the road, the higher the headlights, and they're supposed to point down. But the other thing that happens is that over time, headlights get bumped out of place, and many state inspections don't even address the question of where the headlight is pointing. So you combine the higher cars and the headlights out of position, and you're liable to get headlights that point right into your eyes on the road at night. So those are two of the problems going on.
Now, but is the intensity of the light getting more, whatever it is?
Well, that's the third thing, right, is that the quality of the light has changed. There used to be halogen lights, then there were high-intensity discharge lights, and now there's LED lights. And LED lights really are brighter, there's a reason that they've become so popular. If you buy a new car today, you're probably going to end up with LED headlights. One of the reasons they're popular is because they're brighter. And so drivers who drive with them feel like they're getting better visibility of the things around them. And they are. And they feel safer. What is happening to the people who are outside their car has not really been the concern of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Let's bring on a caller. Zeke is with us in Bowler. Zeke, hi.
Hello. I'm only 39. I have no vision problems, but it's impossible to drive at night with these bright lights when roads are wet. I've had three close calls, one which took the left mirror off my truck.
Wow.
Because I can't see where I'm driving.
And is this oncoming bright lights from the other direction of traffic, Zeke, or lights behind you in your rearview mirror?
Oncoming traffic.
Okay.
Two-lane roads are bad. Four-lane roads aren't much better. But the people don't even know how to turn the brights off. You flash them, and they just totally ignore you.
Zeke, thanks for the call. Now, Zeke's worried those brights might be on. Could it even be those normal headlights as they're made nowadays that could be blinding us, Henry?
I mean, I would never assume that lots of people do sometimes leave their brights on because they're just not paying attention to what's going on, right? But I do think that the other thing that might be happening is you may be looking at headlights that have been bumped out of place. Most cars on the road, they get their bumps and scratches, and after a while the lights may get out of position. And I, one of the guys I talked to did a study of this, and he I think he, what he did was he went around a mall parking lot at night and staring, I guess, I don't know if he's blind now or what, but he stared into all these cars' headlights. Wow. And tried to measure how many headlights were out of position and how many were pointing up when they should have been pointing down. And he found that 2/3 of cars have at least one headlight that's somewhat out of position. So that's sort of endemic. And like I said, a lot of state inspections don't even deal with that problem.
Now, thanks for that call, Zeke. You wrote, Henry, that Europe is working on these, using these adaptive driving beams. We might see them here in the U.S. What are those?
Yeah. So this is cool. LEDs, I think, have brought some of us the pain of staring at these like super cool, really blue lights. But the other thing that they're going to produce is this technology that they have in Europe and in Japan. It's called adaptive driving beam headlights. And as part of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, the Congress is requiring NHTSA to approve these headlights by 2023. So we're going to see these on American roads in the next couple of years. And what they do is they actually sense the arrival of an oncoming driver and redirect the light away from the oncoming car. So it'll sort of be like you have your brights on the whole time with respect to the things that you can see, the road ahead, the landscape around you. But they're actually designed to make sure that the people who are driving in the opposite direction don't get your headlights right in their eyes.
Do we know, Henry, if there are statistics about safety issues with these two bright lights? Do we know that they're implicated in crashes?
You know, I haven't seen any statistics about this. We know that the roads are getting more dangerous, right? That there were more fatal, certainly pedestrian fatalities are at a, I think, an all-time high and are up 50% in the last decade or so. And during the pandemic, obviously, there was a lot of crazy driving and fatalities increased even as the total amount of driving we were doing went down. But I have not heard headlights cited as one of the reasons that that's happening. I think it's, for most of us, it's primarily an annoyance, although I can't say for sure.
And just in our last few moments, Henry, you mentioned, you know, those bright lights. If I'm driving the car with the bright lights, that makes me safer. Forget about the rest of you. You've complained about that. Other safety experts have complained about this in the past, not looking at the safety of the people outside this particular vehicle.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's a point where even the adaptive driving beam headlights, right, they're not gonna shine any less brightly for a pedestrian on the side of the road. So if you're somebody who's feeling the glare of the bright headlights because you're walking around or you're riding a bike, those headlights are gonna shine on you even brighter than before because they are trying to help the driver see you. And when I talked to somebody about this, I said, well, that sounds like a very painful experience for those of us who have to walk around some of these F-150s. And he said, well, better blind than dead.
Henry, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Henry Grabar, staff writer at Slate. We talked to them today about car headlights and why they seem to be getting brighter. You can read more from Henry at slate.com. Share your thoughts with us on bright headlights. Tweet us at Central Time WPR.